The Black Cat by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Gareth Chanel and Juwan. Of all the pets I had ever owned, my cat Pluto was by far the best.
The man began to mistreat his animals. Pluto was the exception. The man still cared about Pluto enough to treat him decently.
Pluto began to act peevish. My disease grew upon me, for that disease was alcohol. Even Pluto was soon feeling the effects of my ill temper.
One night, the man arrived home very intoxicated. Pluto avoided the man on his return. The man then, in his alcoholic state, seized Pluto. Pluto, to defend himself, gave the man a small wound on his hand. The man then grabbed his penknife and stabbed out his eye.
The following morning, with the effect of alcohol worn off, I experienced a sentiment half of horror and half of remorse for the crime which I had been guilty of. I quickly forgot my deed as I again plunged into excess, and soon drowned in wine all memory of the deed.
Over time, the cat recovered physically, but never mentally, of the foul deed the man committed. Pluto fled when the man approached, and over time, the man again became irritated with his cat.
One morning, with bitterness in my heart, I slipped a rope around Pluto's neck and hung him from a limb of a tree in my backyard.
That night, the man and his wife were awakened from sleep by the cry of fire. The whole house was on fire. The man escaped with his wife and servant.
A crowd appeared to be marveling at an item in the wreckage. As I approached, I saw, as if graven upon the white surface, the figure of a gigantic cat. The impression was given with an accuracy truly marvelous. There was a rope about the animal's neck.
One night, the man sat half stupefied in the local bar. He was drowning his beer when he noticed a cat watching him. It resembled Pluto, but had a splotch of white covering nearly the whole region of his breast.
Petted him and he purred. Is this cat yours?
No, I have never seen him before.
I left the bar and the cat followed me home. I allowed it to. When we reached home, the cat domesticated itself at once. It became a favorite of my wife.
Over time, the man found to dislike the cat. The cat's white patch of fur began to form an object that he shivered at, the gallows. The good left the man, and it was replaced by evil.
One day, my wife accompanied me to the cellar for some household errands. The cat followed us in the cellar, nearly pushing me down the stairs. In my anger, I lifted an axe, but my arm was grabbed by my wife. I buried the axe in her skull. I didn't feel guilty. I removed the bricks from the wall and stuffed the body in, and plastered it up again. I cleaned the room up of any blood. I looked for the cat so I may kill it, too, but it had vanished.
On the fourth day after the incident, a party of police came to the man's house in search of the man's missing wife.
Sir, we're here to search for your missing wife.
Searched the whole house, and then they went into the cellar. As they were walking up the stairs, they heard two long screeches.